Brookside Baptist Church podcast for Sunday morning, December 18th. Dr. Mike Wells preached his message entitled, Handling Stress During the Holidays.
Take your Bible, please. Let's go back to the book of Luke, chapter 10. We'll look at verses 40 through 42, where the Bible says, But Martha was cumbered about with much serving, came to him and said, Lord, doest thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. Look at verse 41. Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou, watch what it says, art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part that she which shall not be taken from her. I want us to notice something about how to handle stress in the holidays. You know, holidays are a time of stress. There was a little boy, and he was trying to sing the song as he tried over and over, Silent Night, and he kept getting the last part so messed up. He said, sleep in heavenly beans, instead of sleep in heavenly peace. And his sister kept hitting him over and over again, saying, it's not beans. It's peace. And he kept saying, no, it's beans, because mama is cooking beans. And so, did you know that most of the time we look at what others do during the Christmas season, and that's what affects us the most? I want you to think about some things that cause us stress during the holiday. Shopping for presents causes stress. Getting the necessary ingredients for a holiday party causes stress. Decorating the Christmas tree in the entire house causes a little stress. Cooking that favorite meal for the 132 people that's going to come on Christmas Day. Wrapping the gifts and looking for the right wrapping paper. Making enough cookies and enough bread to give away to all your friends. Buying the tree. Fighting the traffic. Having enough money to buy the gifts. If you're married, you want to please your parents and your in-laws, and so it's a time of stress choosing that right present so that you don't offend them. And trying to remember what you bought them last year so you don't copy the process this year. All the stores, of course, cause stress as you stand in line looking for that perfect gift. The frightening words of when you open a gift, it requires assembly, causes stress. Having the right type of clothes for a special occasion causes stress. Gaining weight, well, not with me, it doesn't cause any stress there. But gaining weight during the Christmas time causes stress. Christmas programs that your children are in at a school or maybe some type of choir at church causes stress. Untangling the strands of lights. Have you ever seen somebody that comes, they try to untangle the strands of lights and they just get frustrated with it and then they go buy other lights? Okay? But untangling the strands of lights. Sending out Christmas cards to everyone that you can think of. When you go into the store, hearing Grandma got run over by a reindeer for the 182nd time can cause some stress. Okay? Cleaning the house for neighbors to come or friends to come can cause some stress. Forgetting someone on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. You forget somebody to give them that special gift and you don't know what to do. It causes stress. You know, feeling the pressure of a memory of someone that has gone on to be with the Lord or somebody that's in a distant state causes stress. Knowing that the year is coming to a close and now you have to accumulate all the information that you need for your financial CPA will cause you some stress. Facing the relatives that you really don't want to see anyway will cause you some stress. Having that year approaching rapidly after December 25th will cause some stress. Knowing that maybe you'll spend Christmas time alone will cause some stress. Words, if you will, please, will cause stress. As all of a sudden you check out a line, you wrap it, then on Christmas Day your child unwraps it, and it says batteries required and you don't have any, that can cause some stress. Being a part of the family that celebrates separately because of a divorce situation can cause some stress. Christmas lights that don't work when they're supposed to work causes stress. Arranging travel schedules. I'm trying to encourage you this morning. Arranging travel schedules can cause some stress. Missing a loved one that's not able to make it home on that specific Christmas day causes some stress. Paying off the credit cards causes stress, especially as you add more to it, causes stress. You know, weeding through the crowds in the store will cause some stress. Members of the family that are people that you've not seen for a while, then all of a sudden announce, "I'm coming for a visit," will cause some stress. By the way, there's a lot of stresses at Christmas time. At Christmas time, you know, it should be a time of peace. It should be a time of joy. It should be a time of happiness. It should be a time of fulfillment. But most of the time, it's not that way. Most of the time during the Christmas season, there's more stress than any other time except for tax time. I want us to notice some things here, if you will. The book of Luke chapter 10, verse 38, the Bible says, listen to it, "And it came to pass that they went and they entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house." And so here Jesus is, and Jesus is passing by, and he comes to Martha's house, and Martha says, "Hey, why don't you come in?" All right, so he comes into the house. Now watch this, if you will. In verse 39, the Bible says, "And she had a sister called Mary." So they're there at the house together. The Bible says, "Which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha, being cumbered about with much serving, came to him and said, 'Lord, doest thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she may help me," or "that she will help me." All right, so he said, look, here she is. She's over here. She's doing all the housework. By the way, that's what you do before somebody shows up. And so maybe she's a little bit behind. She's the one that gave the invitation for Jesus to come in. And so Jesus comes in. Mary recognizes who he is. She goes over just wanting to hear a word from the Lord. And she sits down. And she's comfortable. She's got great peace. Looks over. And Martha's just working all the time. I mean, she's over there doing all the work. I want us to notice some things that cause us stress. Notice, if you will, please, in Luke chapter 10, look at verse 40. The Bible says, "Cumbered about." Now that means that here Martha is cumbered about. What does that mean? That means she's weighted down with all the responsibilities that's of the household. And so Martha takes on all the responsibilities. Not some of them, but all of them. The Bible says with much serving. That means it's a heavier work load than normal. And so there's not just serving, there's much serving. Sounds like Christmas time, doesn't it? There's much serving. The Bible says, "And came to him." Now watch what happens though. When she comes to him, she's not coming to him and sitting down beside Mary and listening to his words. She's not coming to him to be close to him. What's she doing? She's coming to him with a complaint. How many times during the Christmas time do you hear people more complainative than any other time? You know, you hear people standing in line. You just don't hear it. You don't hear people standing in line singing. Not much at Christmas time. You know, you don't see somebody singing away in a manger and smiling. No. They're in a hurry. They don't graciously give up a parking lot space. They'll fight for it. I mean, after all, it's Christmas time. I mean, after all, it's the time we celebrate the birth of Christ. And so you see people that's hasty with their words and hasty with their activity, sort of like Martha. The Bible says here that she came to him. Now watch what takes place. When she came to him, she's coming to him with a complaint. "Doest thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone?" By the way, people that's under stress are very lonely people. They feel isolated. They feel lonely. They feel like they have to handle all the pressure by themselves. They feel like that if they don't do it, it's not going to get done. And if it doesn't get done, it's all their fault. I mean, they're very lonely people. May I say, instead of being under stress at Christmas time, let us look at a Bible antidote that could help us to get the stress away. You know, people that's under stress, there's an alarm system that goes off. They experience that stress and that alarm system goes off. When that alarm system goes off, you know, it's almost like some things are taking place in the body that's not normal. But people get under stress for different things. You think that some people handle problems the way you handle problems, but not so. You know, God says that we're all fearfully and wonderfully made. You know what that means? That means that there's nobody just like you. All right, wait a minute, watch this. You know, people get under stress when sitting at a busy intersection. Have you ever seen somebody get under stress while sitting at a busy intersection? People get under stress when they're being exposed to a draft that comes through a window. Puts people under, she's agreeing right here. Puts people under stress. You know, people get under stress from the sheer joy of trying to help somebody else, but they overdo it in trying to help somebody else. And so it puts them under stress. They get under stress because they overextend themselves. People get under stress for many things. But I tell you what, you know, stress is one of the spices of life. You know, life would be boring if you didn't have a little bit of stress. I mean, you just don't want to float around being something but a blob, if you would please, in society. You know, there, Brother Wislowski says, well, why not? But you know, that stress that helps us to be able to do some things. You know, stress will cause a person, if you would please, to arouse an alarm in their life. But if a person lives in stress all the time, here's what it does. It becomes an annoyance. You cannot live in the emergency zone all of your life and enjoy life. Can't do it. You can't live on the edge all your life and enjoy life. And so it becomes an annoyance. Becomes an annoyance to you. It becomes because you're frustrated with yourself. You don't feel like you can ever complete anything. You don't feel like you've ever succeeded in anything. You don't feel like you've ever satisfied yourself in anything. And so you become an annoyance to yourself. But then you become also an annoyance to everybody else that's around you. All right, so it becomes an annoyance. Sometimes a person that lives under stress, it threatens their health. Did you know there's more heart attacks today and more nervous breakdowns because people live under stress on a continual basis than any other health-threatening thing in a person's life? And so it threatens you. It prods you. A person under stress will get more excited than somebody else. Wait a minute, a person that is under stress will be somebody that is easily scared. Easily scared. A person under stress worries a lot. Person under stress hurries a lot. A person under stress has times where their anger is out of control. Person under stress gets frustrated a lot. Person under stress has challenges that others don't face. They're easy to criticize others because they're under stress. Now, wait a minute. So what do? We have to figure out what do we do. If stress is something that's not pleasant to have all the time, then what do I do? Somebody said this, that getting married actually is more stressful than getting fired from your job. Somebody else said this, that retirement is twice as stressful as it is moving to a new residence. And so there's those stresses that come in the life. That alarm system goes off and there's damaging circumstances to it. Okay, here's a person that lives under stress. What do they face? They're going to face some frequent headaches. They'll probably give other people frequent headaches. But they're going to face some frequent headaches. They'll have the stiff neck. They'll have the stiff shoulders. They'll have the stiff jaw. Their arms become stiff, their legs become stiff, their hands become stiff, their stomach binds up all because of stress. They have irregular heartbeats because of stress. They get lightheaded, they get dizzy because of stress. They have a digestive system, they get nausea, they become discomforted because of stress. They have difficulty sleeping at night because of stress. You know, they're waking up feeling tired all the time because of stress. They have the cold hands and the cold feet because of stress. They have an excessive amount of perspiration because of stress. They have anger and they have that which is an irritability because of stress. Now, wait a minute, that's all caused because of the holiday. The holiday. You know, the holiday can put something on you that you don't want to face yourself. Now, what do I do with stress? Look at your Bible. Here's what the Bible says. Look at verse 41. The Bible says, and Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, it says, thou art, watch it, careful and troubled about many things. So here's what he says. He says, look, you're not just troubled about this one thing. You're not just careful about this one thing. He said, you are careful and troubled about many things. Now, what does that mean? The word careful means that you're worried about many things. It's not just one thing that worries you, but you've taken on too much, and that the too much that you've taken on, that worries you. The word trouble there means this, means greatly bothered. So you take on a lot, it greatly bothers you. You take on more, it greatly bothers you. Here's Martha, she's inside the house. Mary's sitting over there beside the feet of Jesus. Martha's over there working and working and working, taking on this, taking on that. And she comes over and looks at Jesus and said, oh, wait a minute, aren't you going to say something to my sister? Aren't you going to say something to her? All she's doing is sitting around. Did you know a person that's under too much stress will always be quick to judge others that is not under the stress load that they're under? They're always short with somebody else and saying, well, it's not right. That person's more lazy. That person's not getting the job done. Now, wait a minute. Let's decide this. Let's decide to take care of our problems, ourself, and help others when we can to take care of their problems. But don't be quick to pass a judgment on somebody that's having a difficult time managing what they need to manage. Now watch this, if you will. Here's what it says in verse 42. The Bible says, and the one thing is needful. So here's what he comes back and he says. He said, there's some needful things that needs to be done. Now we're talking about how is it that I can cure that stress? You have all this stress that's about us. We're cumbered about, we're running, we're performing, we're trying to do this, we're trying to accomplish this. And at Christmas time, more so than ever, I don't know how many times we have sent out Christmas cards and my wife would say, by the way, did you remember? And I would say, no. And she would say, you want me to take care of that, or do you want to take care of that? And so we would decide who would take care of that. I don't know how many times my brothers live all over the United States. I have three brothers. I've got one that lives down in Mississippi, and one that moved to Florida just recently, and I've got another one lives in Pennsylvania. And, you know, it's always hard to be able to find that special something that they need in their life. And I'm not a shopper. I'm the same old Brother Wells. I buy my suits at the same place. I know the people that work there by first name. I tell them many times, I'll call them up and I'll say, look, I'm going to come by there on Friday and I need to buy a suit. And so, you know, my size and you know, the color that I like, if you don't mind, just have about five of them that I can look at when I come in. And I'll call in advance and they'll have them out and I'll go look at them. I'll choose what I want or what I don't want. I wear the Rockport shoes, been wearing them for years. I don't wear anything else. So I go to a Rockport store and I buy Rockports. How hard is that? You know, I wear white shirts, and so I wear the same brand all the time. Hey, how hard is that? I can walk in, be able to make my purchase, and be gone quickly. I mean, it's over. Now, my wife is different. Because my wife likes to shop. Now, by the way, I don't know of a lady that doesn't like to shop. But my wife likes to shop. And so when she says, all right, different terminology here. When I say, let's go shopping, I'm talking about, I'm going to walk in, buy the tie, walk out satisfied in Jesus. When my wife says, let's go shopping, she doesn't mean walk in, buy satisfied with Jesus. She means walk in, look around, look around, look around, maybe by, maybe not, satisfied with Jesus. But we may look around for a long time. You know, we may look at that, and then we're going to do the comparison thing. You know, which is nicer? Now, to me, don't get me wrong, but to me, a suit is a suit. What makes up the suit is not the suit, but the man that... Never mind. But there's the suit, okay? And so I'll walk in, and there's just certain type of suits. Wait a minute. And so there's less stress, if you will, for me doing that. You know, but with my wife, there's less stress with her doing her way. See, people handle life differently. Okay, watch. I'm a fast eater. That probably doesn't surprise you. But I'm a fast eater. I got in the habit many years ago when I was in Bible college. I owned my own business. I had to work by schedule. And so, not just a fast eater. And so, I'm not a person that will sit down and just, you know, it takes me a while to actually get the fork from the plate to the mouth. I mean, it's almost, after we pray, it's almost instantaneously that fork is going to fly to the mouth. You know, and I enjoy eating salads because salads slow me down. There's nobody that can eat a salad fast. I've never seen anybody eat a salad fast. And so I enjoy eating salads. When I go out, I'm going to spend time. You can almost tell who I'm going to spend a long time with. But when I go out and I spend time with somebody and I want to make sure that I'm not putting them under pressure to eat fast, I get a salad. And so I buy that salad, and boy, I sit there. You know, it takes time to chew that lettuce. I feel sorry for those rabbits. But I'll sit there and I'll eat that salad and, you know, and crunch those carrots and those cucumbers and all that stuff. But it takes a long time. But normally, if I'm not getting a salad, I mean, I can almost huff it down with a breath. You know, forget the chewing part. It just goes in and down. And that's not exactly healthy. But, you know, I've been that way for years. And I embarrass myself because I'll go out to eat with somebody and you know, they're wanting to take their time and eat. And now I won't embarrass you by the way I eat. You know, well, I don't want to take him out to eat because after all, I've heard stories. But, you know, I'll just eat it real quick, you know, and it's gone. I mean, it's gone. Then I look around the table, and there might be 20 other people at the table, and they have just started to take their second or third bite. And I'm thinking, whoa, get with the program. All right, now wait a minute. Watch this, if you will. Listen to this. Here's what we see. We can cumber ourselves about. You become cumbered by other things that other people, by things that other people don't necessarily become cumbered by. One person can be sitting in a car and traveling down and have perfect patience. Somebody else sitting in a car, no patience. By the way, countries are different. Did you know that? Travel with me to the Philippines. When they honk the horn, that means it's a neighborly, friendly type of honk. Everybody does it. Everybody's friendly. They toot the horn. They wave at each other. I mean, it's just friendly. Hey, I'm coming through. God bless you. Just letting you know I'm here. God bless you. Coming through. It's going to be okay. Just letting you know I'm cutting in now. God bless you. It's my turn, not your. God bless you. And they're just friendly honks. But here, when somebody honks their horn, it's the last resolve. You know, I mean, they're honking their horn, and then they shake their fist at you, and you think that they're loving Jesus. So you antagonize them by turning around, waving at them. You know, now wait a minute. Listen to me. Look, people are under stress for different reasons. The Bible says that here Mary is, look at it in verse 39. The Bible says, and she hath a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Now watch, different here. One lady's in the kitchen area, you can imagine, walking around, cumbered about, heavy, burdened, running over here, running over there, quickly trying to take care of this, trying to take care of that, and just running as quick as she possibly can to get things done. And she looks over, and there Mary is. What's Mary doing? Sitting down. What's Mary doing? Enjoying life. What's Mary doing? Listening to his word. Let me give you some things to think about, and I'm done. What is it that we can do to overcome some of the things that cause us stress in our life? Statement number one, lay out a plan. Lay out a plan. Put a plan in your life. The Bible says to do things decently and in order. Put a plan down. Put some things down on paper. Instead of going out in the spare of the moment, trying to shop for everybody by memory, sit down before you go out, get a person's name, write their name down. Beside their name, write down a possible gift or two that you're going to buy for them. Do some research before you go. Know where it is. Kind of map it out a little. Get yourself a plan. It'll cause less stress if you get yourself a plan. Know who you're going to send the Christmas card. Get yourself a plan. Get yourself a plan of who's going to come over when. Write some things down. Don't just do it out of the head on the spare of the moment. Share the load with others when you get yourself a plan. Get others involved. Have you got daughters? Now's a good time to teach them how to cook. Hey, let your children put up the Christmas tree. Well, preacher, it'll be crooked, but at least it'll be up. Go ahead and let them decorate the Christmas tree. But I like it just so, okay? But if you do it just so, it's going to take you forever because it costs more to do it just so. But get them involved. Let them share. You know, let them be able to lighten your load on the calendar. Look at your budget and compare things. And don't get yourself in debt at Christmas time. Plan something. If you can't afford it, don't buy it on credit. Plan some things. I'm talking about how to take the stress off. Statement number one, lay out a plan. Statement number two, put your most significant relationships first. Now, who should that be? The Lord. Do not take Christ out of Christmas. Don't do it when you write it, and don't do it when you live it. Now, keep Christ the center of your family. Walk with him. You know, Mary said this. I'm sitting here. Listen, the Bible says that she was sitting there listening to his word. We get in such a big hurry. We don't walk with God. We get in such a big hurry. We don't read our Bibles. We get in such a big hurry. We don't go to church. Hey, listen, there's no better day to have church than on Christmas Day. It is his birthday. It is the time that we look at it and say, hey, this is celebrating the birth of Christ. How would you like it if you had a birthday and nobody showed up? Look, it's his time, our time to celebrate what Christ did for us. You say, well, it's not really his birthday according to that which is the Jewish calendar. But it's a time our nation is looking at and saying, this is a time where, and by the way, what a testimony. What are you going to do on Christmas Day? Going to church? Well, you got to be kidding me. You're going to go to church? Well, yeah, because, I mean, after all, that's his birthday. I think that every church across, and I feel sorry for these churches that are shutting their doors. Shut the doors on Christmas Day. Boy, that ought to be the biggest day. We ought to have a larger attendance on the 25th than we ever had in the history of the entire church age. Are you listening to me? Listen, it ought to be something that we say, I'm going to put Christ first. Hey, let your neighbor see it. Let your friends see it. What a great testimony. Just to show up and say, I'm going to serve God. And by the way, what a great testimony to those that live in the neighborhood simply because of the fact that you decide to put him first in your life. Wait a minute. And so there's Christ, put him first, keeping that relationship, those significant relationships first. What about your spouse? You know, have some time during the month of December when you get alone with your spouse. Maybe go out to eat without buying a present. What about that which is the children, the family? Get them involved. Don't neglect them. Boy, you're quiet. Statement number one, lay out a plan. Statement number two, put your most significant relationships first. Statement number three, look at the spiritual, look at everything you're doing in a spiritual dimension. What would be wrong with singing as you, hey, let's do this. As we're driving down the road, let's sing some songs together. Amen. Hey, let's sing some spiritual songs, get our mind where it ought to be. Hey, let's do it. Hey, why don't we do this? Why don't we decide to bring the family involved in honoring God? Statement number three, I said this, the spiritual significance of things. Statement number four, and I'm almost done, focus on those things that others need. Look for somebody that is less fortunate than you and reach out to them. Look for somebody that doesn't have as much as you and reach out to them. A time to help somebody that's hurting. You know, there's a lot of people, I'm closing, a lot of people that's hurting during the Christmas season with emotional distress. A lot of people. First time without a grandpa. First time without a dad. First time without a mom. First time that my husband's been away and he's with the military. First time without this. First time without that. First time without the other. And all dealing with individuals. For the first time in America, it may be a time when some families are in distress financially. First time that mom and dad said, look, we just can't do Christmas like we used to. Causes a lot. Hey, help out with somebody. I was telling the kids in their academy, we have two academies here. We have Parkside Baptist Academy. We have Champion Baptist Academy. So we have two academies here. And I speak to the kids normally once a week on a Wednesday. I'll go in and I preach to the kids. And I was telling the kids, you know, you can always do something for someone even if you don't have the money. Just a note. Our kids, some of them do the texting. Hello? How about a phone call? You can always do something for someone and it doesn't have to cost you a whole lot. You can walk down the hallway and do something for someone. You can give a word of encouragement. What am I saying? I'm saying, look, here she is. Martha's over here cumbered about. She's burdened. She's the one invited Jesus into the house. Nobody else did. The one that causes the most stress in somebody's life is not other people, but the person that invites it in their life. And so invited it in her life, invited our Lord to come in. Now she's cumbered about. Boy, I've got to do this, and I've got to do this, and I've got to do this. And where's my sister in all this? I can't find my sister. Walks in maybe to the area where they're sitting and sees that Mary's over there. Mary's just sitting at the feet of Jesus and listening to the word. By the way, when you do that, there's a peace. Well, I don't know what to do. I'm under stress. Get along with God and let God give you that peace. But I'm just not sure that I can handle the stressful things that's coming down the pike in Christmas time. Then you decide you're going to come away from that. You're going to schedule it at a different time. You're going to put it off just a little bit longer. Or you're going to reorganize it to take care of it over here. You're going to delegate it out to get somebody else involved. But you'll handle it just by deciding that you can meet with the one that can help you to handle the problem. And that is Jesus Christ. So when you come to him and you say, Lord, please help me, the Lord can help you.
Thank you for listening to the Parkside Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church, you can visit us online at pbcmesquite.org. Or if you're ever in the Dallas, Texas area, we'd love to have you come visit our church.